your shows, your entertainment, and your network. This is Rant EN Radio.
All right, when you talk about charisma, you have to talk about this team. Michael Hayes and gorgeous Jimmy Garvin, precious.
How you doing, David? I got to tell you something. All three of us are real excited. I mean, we're right in the middle of a bunch of bunkhouse stampedes from coast to coast. And not only that, let me tell you something. It's not my fault that the Four Horsemen are having problems. I know I haven't said that in a long time, but I've had a lot of things on my mind. Squeeze beside me, and we're getting excited about something else too. We're getting excited about the World Tag Team titles, because let me tell you something, I'm not gonna take nothing away from the guy that's always in a bad mood, Tully Blanchard.
Are you in a bad mood too if you had a face like that to walk around with?
I guess so. With a face like that, I'd be a little bit mad myself. And Arn Anderson, because they are great athletes. They are the World Tag Team Champions, even though they cheat. It's like going to Africa for the big game. There ain't no use going to Africa and hunting some rabbit with big long ears. We might as well go for the big stuff. And the big stuff is Arn Anderson and the guy that's always in a bad mood, Tully Blanchard. We're coming after you, and we're going to take your titles. Go with it, Michael.
Well, you know, what a wicked web we weave when first we try to deceive. And they tell people there is no deception. But you see, there is deception in the Four Horsemen. And it is at that time, the prime time, when they are most vulnerable. Because we got matches lined up. And it is ripe for the picking. It is time for the fall. And I guarantee you and promise you, very soon, Michael P.S. Hayes, gorgeous Jimmy Garvin, World Tag Team Champions. Because, baby, we got what it takes to take what you got like four peas in a pot, and the peas will be jumping if the water wasn't hot.
That's right. Damn right. Absolutely. You bet your bottom dollar that's the truth. Yeah, I'm just talking gibberish. Just a bunch of gibberish. Tuesday night, April 20th. 420 day. RVD's favorite day. Probably Riddle's as well. You know. Like I said, Tuesday night, April 20th. Episode 683 of The Rant is officially on the air across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, iHeartRadio, Spotify, a plethora of other platforms that I'm not even aware of. You know, they pirate this damn thing. I mean, there's that one random listener in Denmark who streams our show for 60, 70, 80 hours at a shot. Anyways, it's another Tuesday night. Lots to talk about. Lots to do.
Not really.
So let's get started. Let's go around the... Oh, well, let me introduce myself, because that's important, because if I don't... You know, if you're a first-time listener, you got to know who I am. Because I've only been doing this show 681 times, because I think I've only not done the show myself twice in almost 14 years. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're also being joined by the Silver One himself.
Enid.
Is that all you can say is Enid?
Yeah, changing it up.
Hey, yo.
Oh, okay. I just had to hear Tony say, hey, yo. So you had to change it up. Eden. All right. Okay. You say so, Surfer. Yeah. Interesting day out there in the world. You know?
Yeah, the world ain't being... The United States is going to live one more day.
Yeah, at least one more day. You know, it's not a repeat of, what was that, March or April of 1992? When,
Right.
Poor...
Rodney King, man.
What was that guy, the truck driver? What was his name? The truck driver that took the brick to his...
I forgot, but yeah, it's bad that that happened.
I gotta find that name now. And of course, Rodney King no longer with us. The police didn't take him out, but a swimming pool did. Let's see.
Here.
What was that?
He drowned?
He drowned in a swimming pool.
Damn, same.
It's the time.
You didn't know that?
I mean, I knew he died, but I just thought he just died, you know?
No, he died in a swimming pool. He was only... 47 accidental drowning.
He was only, geez.
47.
I thought he was older than me.
No. Reginald Denny, thank you.
Yeah, Reginald Denny was in the car with him.
So. Oh, boy. So, but yeah. So here we are. It's another day in America. We've survived another.
I thought he was in his 30s when that happened.
What?
What happened to Rodney King?
I mean, look, Rodney King died in 2012. That was 1992.
So he lived, what, another 20 years?
He lived another 20 years. So
I'm saying, I didn't realize he was in his 20s when that happened.
Yeah, he was 27 years old. Or 27 when that happened. Rodney Glenn King. I mean, I know there's other notable Glenns in this world, but I don't know. That name Glenn is very generic. Just say it.
Somebody on the sitcom was named Glenn that we always talk about.
Yeah. Quagmire.
Glenn. Clark, a.k.a. Matt Gaetz.
Oh, yeah, a.k.a. Matt Gaetz. That's right.
Real live Quagmire right there, boy. He's finna go to prison. A lot of people going to prison these days. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, maybe that's going to be the new trend in America.
On the right, to the right wingers, right wingers going to prison. Cause I could bet you any amount of money this Chauvin guy. I bet he was a Republican.
Well, I bet any
amount of money. Cause the way he looked at the camera when they read all the verdict was like, I can't believe this shit.
Well, at least 45 ain't talking about. Can't talk about
pride. He'll file an appeal.
And it's going to be denied. When you found guilty of all three counts,
it's your right to appeal.
No, right, it is your right, but it'd be ridiculous.
It's going to fall on death ears.
The only thing the appeal will do will extend the inevitable. That's all.
Right, delay him going to prison. Right now, he's in the county.
He's in the pokey.
He's in the pokey. But once that denial comes.
Is me and my dude Jamal.
Oh, hell no. He ain't finna be in general population.
No, I mean in for life. Like,
he probably ain't gonna never see daylight again.
Circumstance of his, of everything around him, there was no concrete proof that he did it. They found somebody bleeding, and assuming it was him, no witnesses saw him kill that cop. And they think his brother did it, but.
Hey, man, the man was going to prison, man. 40 years.
He'll be going
in the words of great Bubba Dove, 40 years.
The Who's gal.
Yeah, I don't want to hear no lenient sentence. No probation.
Well, just look at the max on each charge, and they'll probably fall somewhere in the middle. I know one of the charges max is 40 years. I don't think they're going to give him 40 years. They might give him 20, 15.
And as you put it, put it in the text message, 10 with good behavior.
Right. Absolutely. He shouldn't see daylight again, but, depending on who, if a right winger become president, he'll get pardoned.
Maybe somebody will get their hands on him in jail.
Like Jeffrey Epstein?
That or Jeffrey Dahmer. Somebody in his... Jeffrey Dahmer got killed in jail.
He got murked in prison?
Yes, he did.
Hey, man. You're going to have a lot of visitors, you know what I'm saying? The other three cops got to go on trial, too. After they seen this verdict, they might want, man, give me 10 years, I'll be out in 5. We didn't actually kill him. We was just there when, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Give me...
In the locker room.
What was that?
Excuse me?
I said someone's getting bum-rushed in the locker room.
Wow. You're watching NXT?
Yeah.
On 420? All right. I'll put NXT on because, there's only so much...
You missed the debut of Sarai.
I saw clips, and Tony Storm attacked her. Anyways,
Tony Storm attacked Zoe Stark.
Yes, I saw that. That's what I'm talking about. Not, I'm a little disconnected with wrestling this week, only because yesterday I was running some errands. I gotta talk about this. I gotta air before we go around the room. I gotta air a little bit of a grievance with my local cable outfit. Thank God this didn't happen during WrestleMania week. So, I am currently sitting in a brand new chair, by the way, very comfortable. Office chair.
On that.
Serta office chair. Very comfortable. Memory foam, executive tall back type chair, There's another one downstairs, but this one is up here right now in the quote-unquote studios, office, whatever you want to call it. But anyways, so I was, picking this up. So I missed, the first 20 minutes of Raw, and then... the cable goes out, and I missed the last 2.5 hours of Raw. But, and I didn't rewatch it today, but let me tell you why I'm bringing this up. Last Wednesday, the cable, internet, everything, all my services went out for the entire day, and they did not come back online till 8 o'clock the next morning. Do you know what it is to have to hotspot and work at the same time? Not easy.
No, I know.
It's not easy to hotspot and work. It's not easy to hotspot and stream on the TV to watch stuff, to pass the time, and things like that. So, to Comcast, Xfinity, whatever you feel like calling yourself, get your act together and stop doing regular maintenance during business hours. Because the services went out at 11:30 in the morning.
That's when people kind of need their internet stuff the most.
Especially when they're working at home, exactly.
Right. A lot of people, that's what they're doing.
Jesus. So, yeah, I had a hot spot. And, was not easy. Definitely was not easy. Well, that's my grievance.
Real quick. If your cable go out, right, say like doing Raw, but you still got internet, if you download the NBC app.
I know you can watch it, but I wasn't in the mood to be doing all that. I could have watched it through my Comcast app. It's just I wasn't in the mood to go through all that rigmarole. I wanted to watch it.
For convenience.
I'm paying for convenience to watch it on my big screen that's up on the wall. So, just saying, you know. So, don't. Nothing happens while we're on the air here today. Better not. But I don't anticipate there being any problems. When did Kushida stop wearing boots? I guess last week, because he was wearing jeans and sneakers at WrestleMania.
I guess when he won the belt.
All right. I guess he thinks he's Kevin Von Erich all of a sudden. Anyways. So let's go around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. And with that, we say hello to Tony C. And Tony C., what's been going on with you?
Nothing too much, man. Just had to buy a new tire today for the wife's, you know, truck.
Okay.
She messed around and got a nail and a staple in the thing, damn it.
A staple?
A staple.
How do you get both?
I don't even know. They do a lot of, because they're enhancing the school where she works. So they're doing a lot of construction out that way.
I don't think how a staple would,
Depends how big the staple is.
But not a regular, I'm taking surfer one, no regular paper, like paperwork staple.
Even those heavy duty ones, I don't see how it could penetrate the rubber.
Believe you me, it's some out the construction ones can.
Yeah, and if it depends on where it hits. Let me guess, they were in the side of the tire.
That's the thing. Okay, the staple was kind of in the side and kind of wasn't. Did that make sense? The guy was like, I could try to, you know, patch it, but there's no guarantee. You know what I'm saying? The nail was no problem, but it was the staple that was, you know what I'm saying, messed it up. So I was like, man, just put the nail back in there. I went down the road, got a tire. Practically new tire. You
know practically what I'm new tire.
Yep. Oh,
okay.
Saved $100 on it.
Okay.
Because a new tire for her, for a freaking Land Rover.
Oh, she's driving around in a Land Rover.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, she got one of those. Yeah. Fancy smancy. It was a dream, you know, vehicle, so.
I never understood those cars.
Hey, man. They signify something in certain communities.
I know they do, but it's not even that. It's not the money part. I've never liked them. That's like the they're.
Oh, they are uppity SUVs.
It's not even the uppity part. It's I don't like the shape, and I don't like.
But she went from the Kia Soul. Uh-huh. And I was like, yo, you got to get something with a bigger trunk. Your trunk has to be much bigger than what you got now. So that was the big thing I was going for. And then she was like, this is my dream truck. I'm like, all right.
That's a big upgrade.
All right. Absolutely.
All right, well.
I mean, I helped to get it off the lot. Now she got to help maintain that. I'll help you get it off the lot, but you know, payment's on you.
So I would have loved to have witnessed you at the bargaining table.
Oh, we was about to walk away. We got it they had it listed at, what was it, like 32, 33, something like that. And I was like, man, we'll do it for 29 right now. Today.
Is it a new one? Like,
certified pre-owned was like 19, no, it was 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not bad. So,
yeah. But I'm like, anything else you get in your life, it's up to you. I did this for you, so you can't later down the line and be like, yeah. Man, you ride around in a Land Rover long as you want it. So the next vehicle you want, so you. I was like the genie in Aladdin. Now make sure you get what you want now. Because after this, it's on you.
Oh, man, that's funny.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't plan on having all these. Like, I don't understand how people can have like 5, 4, 5, 6 cars.
Oh, that
I'm not doing that.
No, you have one for each day of the week.
Hell no, surfer.
You have two on Sunday. You have one to take to church, and then one to go driving. And
hell no. We have three vehicles. Right now, we pay $534 for car insurance.
Jesus
between
Christ.
Between three cars.
What's the third car?
Come on, you used to call the general.
Kia Soul. We kept it.
Oh, you kept the Kia.
We kept the Kia, right. So we kept that. That insurance isn't that bad, but when you get, you know how it goes, AA. When you get new, the newer the car, the higher your insurance.
Yep.
So,
well, let's call the general. I'm quite sure that
general. Oh, yeah, let's call the general. You mess around, get in an accident, you ain't got no coverage or bare minimum coverage. Can't even get the car.
Shaq will bail you out.
Right. Shaq will be the one that's footing the bill. Absolutely not. Car insurance is the biggest farce in the game.
Yes, it is.
You pay all this money, and then you still got to jump through hoops if you get in an accident.
Exactly.
You got to, well, what if it's your fault? It don't matter if it's my fault or not. All this money I've been paying.
They either drop you or start charging you more once you use it.
I've been charged the more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, they love it when you get in an accident.
Yeah.
In the beginning, you know.
Oh, that's so unfortunate. Like, I'm sorry to hear that you got into a car accident. Let me show you how I'm going to screw you.
Yeah, we're going to raise your rates because you got an accident.
And God forbid it happens twice in a calendar year.
Oh, you're going to have to beg them to keep you. You got to beg them. You're begging. You said, please, I hope they'll drop me. Please, I hope they'll drop me.
No, I it's like you get into an accident. I'll tell you what my insurance does.
You got Geico too?
I have Allstate.
Oh, Allstate. Okay.
And this is what they did to me one time. I got into a car accident, right? And my deductible was $500.
Right, of course.
And which is the standard. You know, right. you can have it higher, you can have it lower. But the standard is 5. So, I go... This is in the time that I was driving... I think I was driving my Maxima at this time. And I get into an accident. A tractor trailer kind of fishtailed me. And I almost lost control of the car. Yes. And they tore up the car on, you know, in terms of in the bumper and the fender and stuff. So... I go and the appraisal to have the car fixed, not including the rental, okay, was $3,000 and change, like $3,700. This is me going through the dealer to get all these repairs.
Right.
The insurance
through Nissan,
because I have to spend $500 regardless.
Absolutely.
The insurance was pressuring me to go to one of these mom and pop places to get the repairs done. Oh, it's a certified repair shop.
ASE certified?
Yeah. And it's like, they will do everything to factory standard. And they're like, yeah, so will the dealership. You know, they just didn't want to pay. They must have a gimmick or a deal with the mom and pop. They get a break or something, and the dealership does not, because the dealership just pays whatever, you know. They have to take whatever the dealership gets them, it gives them. But yeah, they tried to get me to go to this mom and pop, and I kept fighting. I said, no, I want to do it through Nissan. Is Nissan on the list? Yes. Well, I want to do it through Nissan. And then the only downside with going through Nissan and not one of those mom and pop places is the lead time. You know, because Nissan will take their sweet ass time to fix your car. So, but anyways,
they'll fix it when Nissan get ready, huh?
Exactly. I remember they told me what they had to do when I went to go get the car. When I had the estimate done and I was going to drop the car, they said, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to, the bumper has to be replaced, so we're going to order a new bumper, and it should get here in, you know, 2 days, 3 days, whatever the case may be. And then after that, we'll get to work on the car. And I said, well, when do you think the car will be ready? Well, once we do everything and we fix everything, the car should be ready in about 2 weeks. And I'm like, 2 weeks? What do you mean it's going to take two? You mean I got to stay in a rental for 2 weeks? And you're going to order a part that takes 3 days to get here? Well, you know, we just don't drop everything to fix your car. We have other cars here, too, that we're working on. That's the problem with going to the dealer, is just how long they take.
Who are these two slopes beating up this other slope?
Phantasm?
You almost said Godzilla. Oh. One of them is Zima Ion.
Wait a minute, the one from
TNA, yeah.
You lied.
I'm not lying. Hold on. There you go, the one in the black shirt is Zima Ion.
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me Rob Terry going to show up here in a second.
Who knows, he might. Too much ink, Mercedes, but you're not half bad to look at. Just too much ink. Too much ink.
Close to 40.
She's over 40, I think. Mercedes Martinez. She is 40.
Oh, wow.
November 17th, 1980. So, and she's been in the business 22 years. So, anyways, or 21 years, sorry. All right, so Surfer, anything interesting happening with you or happened with you this past week?
Not really. Life has been boring and falling apart. That's all.
Life is boring and falling apart. Okay. All right. And I pour water. What was that?
That's all I was going to say.
Okay.
Now that I got all my stuff, I need to get out more.
I'm surprised you don't go to the movies. I know you do go to the movies.
The movies ain't open like that.
Did you not see Godzilla in the movies?
Yes, I did.
Okay, but then. Don't complain.
Right now, the theaters are only open on a weekend.
And what's the big deal with that?
They only have... Huh?
What's the big deal with that?
And only at night on the weekend.
Sounds like you're nitpicking.
No, I mean, because it's not many times to go to. If you don't jump on a ticket early, it's gone, and then people are buying private theaters. So that take up a lot of actual theaters they can sell you a seat to.
You know what that sounds like to me, Tony C?
You say they can sell your seat.
You know what that sounds like to me, Tony C?
What's that?
That means he can't go to his screenings.
Oh, no, they haven't had a screening in over a year. What are you talking about? No, I'm talking about regular movies.
What's out there that you want to go and see on the big screen? Because you saw Godzilla.
Nothing. Not the next movie I want to see on the big screen is Black Widow, maybe Fast 9.
Well, you'll see them on the screen. I don't think you're going to have that much difficulty.
And it doesn't help that the theater that was close to me shut down for good. Which means now I have to travel outside the city to go to the movies for the most part. So I switched over my membership from Regal to AMC.
Just sounds like you don't want to put in the effort like everybody else does.
No. It's
listen, we're all inconvenienced right now, Surfer.
Look, I'm not complaining.
Absolutely, we are.
You want to go to the movies on a whim, and you don't have what to plan. But if I go on an app now, I can't even see what's playing until like Thursday. For the weekend.
So that's what it is. You miss going to the movies on a whim.
No, it's just that sometimes you just go.
Sometimes you wake up and you say, God damn it, I'm going to go see a movie today.
Yeah, I had the Winkle Club card. See as many movies as I want.
I don't know. I find that I don't have this problem. I I don't know. Maybe because I'm not a movie buff, I guess.
You don't have a problem. Once said it is, it isn't a problem.
I mean, there's bigger fish to fry than the movies not being open. You know, all the time.
I didn't bring up the movies. You did.
No. I asked what have you been seeing in the theaters lately? And you went into the tangent of this.
I thought Godzilla versus King Kong was worth seeing it on the big screen. That's why I went. And I was right. Between the Dolby Theater, all that rumbling and everything. Only thing would have been better if seen in 4D.
Okay.
Y'all haven't been to a 4D theater yet, have y'all?
No.
Hell no.
I don't got any
interest. Don't need to go to no 4D.
I don't need to go to
4D. Barely need to go to 3D.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're missing.
Listen, I don't need my ass shaking during a movie.
You'll need your what?
I don't need my ass shaking during a movie, you know?
Yeah, maybe Fast 9 and
with one of those rumble boxes under the seat. No.
It don't just rumble. It shifts back and forth.
I know it does.
They pump in smoke, water, scents, flashing lights, depending on the movie.
Well, when Fast 9 come out, you going to watch it in 4D, ain't you, sir?
That might be worth it, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're going into space, so might as well.
He want to feel like he in the car with him.
Next to Toretto.
Yep.
Which one, though? Dom or Jacob?
He team Jacob. You know he team Jacob.
Nah, I'm Dom. I'm part of the fam. The familiar.
Really? You going against your boy in this movie? Even though you know he probably going to turn by the end of the movie.
More white person brother to someone who's not white.
How many times do you think Dom will have to tell Surfer, because you reached over and grabbed the food before everybody had a chance to say grace, you got to say grace.
Yep. That's the rule. Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, boy.
He's 18, dog. So Cena turns heel, and it took what? How long?
Come on, that 19 years?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you really think by the end of the movie, Cena's going to be a bad guy?
No. We know that.
I mean, every bad guy they come up against ends up joining the team. I mean, look at Jason Statham. He supposedly killed one of them. And then at the end of the movie, they celebrate with him with beer.
Well, he did help get the man kid back. Come on, now.
That's a big deal.
And his mother's in Fast 9, and she's a part of the
series.
Right,
of the series, absolutely.
She's in Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw? What?
That's right.
You mean Hobbs?
I said Hobbs.
Sounds like you said Hobbs, but okay.
No.
Like beer hops.
Hobbs. Hobbs and Shaw.
So everybody turns and joins the family.
Except Cypher. Cypher's never going to join them.
Nope.
It's like if you ever watch Dragon Ball Z, the main character Goku, every time he fights the enemy, they end up becoming friends with him.
Okay. Go ahead, Cypher.
No, I'm just saying, like, he'll be on the team in the next movie. I mean, they're going to bring everybody back. They're going to bring back Hobbs and Shaw. They're going to have John Cena. They might as well bring back Gal Gadot because they bring everybody up back that supposedly died.
They might as well bring back Paul Walker too, right?
Absolutely. CGI.
He didn't die.
Listen, if they can have car chase
and Hobbs and Shaw as an affiliate, you know what I'm saying?
First of all, he didn't die. But
here's the thing. If they're going to have a car chase in space, I think they can bring back Brian. Okay? It's very possible.
Hey, I had to say Brian got a face
job. Yeah, he just got hit in the face with a car. That's all.
Now, I like to explain how Mia is going to be in this movie without Brian.
I guess we'll find out, right? We'll find out. We'll find out on June 24th. Oh, man. I wish that this was available, though, like on a streaming service and not in the theaters.
Come on, Peacock.
I don't want to go to the movies. It'll eventually be on Peacock, but like after a year.
No, it won't take that long.
Who knows? They probably will take their sweet ass time to, you know. How many people have already seen this movie? You know? And I want to see the version that was going to get released last year. Now they've had a whole year to re-edit the movie.
I still understand how you can make a car fly in the space.
I guess we're going to find out, right? That Kirk Douglas probably,
You mean Michael Douglas?
No, Kirk.
What about Kirk Douglas?
He, what was I going to say? He probably gave him some sort of machinery or something to, not Kirk Douglas, Kurt Russell.
Oh, okay.
Kurt Russell.
I don't know why I can't think of
Mr. Nobody.
Mr. Nobody. Thank you. Kurt Russell, Mr. Nobody. Probably gave him some sort of machinery to be able to get up into space.
No. They're supposed to take the car.
They're finally going
to
destroy God's eye.
They got the rocket on. Because remember in the last.
Oh, why not? Are they gonna go driving on the moon?
No, fly up to a plane that's out there in the upper atmosphere.
Right.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Exactly.
And Dom will jump out of the car and catch Letty, who's falling out of her car, and they'll crash. They'll crash land somewhere and be safe. And Roman will be screaming and yelling, "You guys are crazy, making me do this crazy ass shit
again." Because they got what we say, they got two more movies left.
This and then two more, yeah.
Yeah, this and two more. And then the guy from Tokyo Drift comes in, what, this movie?
I have no clue. If he doesn't come in at this point, I mean, what the hell?
No, they showed him in the first trailer. Because he was in the room with him talking about, you strapped a rocket to a car. And they're like, yeah, it's great, right? He says, no, that's not great.
Well, if Bow Wow, see, this one I understand. Bow Wow was an integral part of that movie. So if he come in, Shad Moss should have a role too, because that was his partner.
Yeah, because
the movie.
He's not gonna have
surrounded those two.
He's not gonna have a wrestling career, so might as well.
I'm saying, are you just gonna break in one of the two stars in the movie? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They both going to be there. Lucas Black and Bow Wow.
You lying, surfer?
No, I'm not. It's in the trailer.
Double A, can we check that? His Bow Wow is not credited in this Fast 9 movie.
I'm looking at IMDb now. Shad Moss is in this movie.
All right, I want to check it out. I'm going to check right now. Give me.
I'll be damn. If that's true, salute to Cardi the universe.
I know Cardi B's in the movie. That I do know.
What the hell is she doing? She working with Cypher now?
She's making a cameo.
Oh, my man. Come on. Oh, salute to the Fast and Furious franchise for finally using a Mustang in their movies. You know, I used to get real offended by this whole 8 movies, y'all. I think they used a Mustang one time, maybe twice. And I think the first time was Too Fast, Too Furious. They used a old 201. Who?
Michael Roker.
Oh, from Hondo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So here we go. This is Lucas Black, this is the official cast. Of course, the ones that we know, Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez, Tyrese Gibson, Ludacris, John Cena, as Jacob Toretto with a K, so that's J-A-K-O-B. Jordana Brewster, Natalie Emanuel, and I can't believe it. We finally got her first name, Megan Ramsey.
Who was that?
Ramsey,
okay.
So they rescued two movies ago.
Black chick. Yeah.
I know. The computer. The one that should end up with Ludacris and they should have a super nerd baby. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nerd mechanic baby.
Sung Kang as Han Lu. Helen Mirren as Magdalene Shaw. Charlize Theron as Cypher. And then reprising their roles, Lucas Black as Sean Boswell, and Bow Wow as Twinkie.
Okay. He shall receive. Okay. Okay.
Also from Tokyo Drift will be Jason Tobin as Earl Hu. Cardi B will portray Lisa, a woman who has history with Dom. Anna Swai portrays Elle, which I don't know who that is, and Michael Rooker will play Buddy.
How the hell do they have history, and dude's like 50, and Cardi's in her 20s?
I don't know.
Hey, man, it's the Furious Universe. Isn't this what this thing's going to be called?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what's the Universe? What's the Batman? Are they going to team up with the
Jackson?
There's also going to... It's also going to feature Finn Cole, Vinny Bennett, Ozuna, and Francis Ngannou. So those are the other famous names out there. In case you're wondering, that'll be a part of this movie.
And how long after this do we have to wait for Hobbs and Shaw 2, Surfer? I know you know. Next year?
Well, you know, with the pandemic, everything is pushed back a bit, so I don't know.
And is Idris Elba a part of their team now? You know, they turned him from whatever it was. They sent him to Wakanda, and he got fixed like Bucky. So... is Idris a part of Hobbs and Shaw team now? So is Hobbs, Shaw, and Elba?
Well, I don't know if they're making a trio now
with Roman.
So here we go.
Auxiliary member.
Here's some news on that. It's been confirmed that. By Dwayne Johnson, that his production company, Seven Bucks Productions, is co-producing the film, that a screenwriter has been hired, and there are new characters that will be written into the sequel. So, there you go.
There it is. Hobbs and Shaw 2, coming soon.
Coming soon.
And I bet Roman's one of the new characters.
Well,
who knows? Maybe the Usos will be characters as well. Nia Jax.
Right. Rikishi gonna be parking cars at a nightclub in the movie.
Yeah.
Naomi gonna be waiting tables. I mean, this whole thing, they about to take over the Hollywood scene, bro. They about to take that whole franchise over.
He was in a movie already.
Who?
Oh my God.
Roman.
Roman was, but I'm saying now he's going to be like a big part, you know?
No, wait a minute. Tell me I missed this at some point in the movie. Was Luke Hobbs' middle name ever revealed in any of the movies?
You got to ask Surfer on that.
Surfer?
I don't remember.
Luke Hobbs' middle name, okay? His full name is Lucas Rebecca Hobbs. That's what it says here.
I never know that.
Is that a Samoan thing or something?
I have no idea. It reveals he grew up in Samoa. His father ran an elaborate group of thieves consisting of Hobbs' brothers, some of whom their father unrepentantly allowed to be killed, but Hobbs left the island after he turned his father in and has not returned for years. I'm just looking here at some of the names here of the full names of the character. My goodness. Well, we know it. Letty's full name is Letitia.
Letitia.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if anybody here has any other weird names here that we don't know.
So what is that? What is Brian's full name? What was his middle name again?
Earl. It was Brian Earl Spilner. And,
no, I'm talking about the son.
The son? His son's name is Jack. Yeah. But he was Brian Earl Spilner when Toretto met him for the first time. But Spilner was his undercover name.
Yeah, the fake name.
The fake name. Spilner! Get in here.
Yeah, but I'm talking about his son.
Jack! I just told you, Jack! How many times do you want me to say Jack, sir?
Oh, I didn't hear you say Jake. Why would his mother name him Jack?
Why did your mom's name you Surfer? I don't know. These are things that I don't know.
She got a premonition while she was pregnant, and she was kind of told to call me that.
So your mom saw a vision in the sky and said,
"No,
this little bundle of joy in my belly, one day I'm gonna call him the Silver One."
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, look at now,
one day.
Now that you have your beautiful baby boy in your arms, what would you like to put on his birth certificate? Well, for his first name, and we won't use his first name too much, but for his first name, we're going to call him The. And we're only going to go by his middle name, which is Silver, and he'll take his daddy's last name, Surfer. Is that what it says on your birth certificate?
Yeah.
What's your dad's first name? Golden Surfer, or...
Daddy
Surfer.
No, just Dad.
Just Dad. So on your birth certificate, where your parents have to sign, it just says Dad, and your mom signed Mom.
Yep.
Okay.
It says Mom and Dad.
We're gonna have to see if how the Department of Children and Family Services handled this and the city of Philadelphia back in the 60s.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, the things weren't as digital they are today. Back then, you know.
I know. You get away with anything. I know. The same way that the oldest woman in the United States died 2 days ago, and they were not sure exactly how old she was. They didn't know if her birthday was on this date or on this date, but she knew that they were.
Well, because
she was
they
the
didn't
oldest.
Keep records until like the 20th century.
She was born in the 20th century, Surfer.
Right, but not in the early part of the 20th century.
Surfer, record keeping goes back to the 1800s. She was born in 1905.
It wasn't that great record keeping back then.
Okay. You're going to talk to somebody that dealt with.
I don't even think they had social security numbers back then.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Because they didn't start, you know, until they created social security, you didn't need a number.
Yeah. When did they start issuing social security numbers? November 1936. Oh, man.
Double A, you did not see Raw last night.
No,
but you
I
ain't
did
miss
not.
Nothing.
I know I didn't miss
too
anything.
Much.
Except for the
Charlotte went crazy on people, you know.
There was the unmasking.
There was a what?
The unmasking.
Them guys from.
Oh, from Retribution? They took off their masks?
Yeah.
So are they going to go by their real names again? Dio Madden and what's his other?
We don't know yet.
Dynamic Dijakovic?
They just lost their mask. You know, like, one got ripped off, and then the other got ripped off. And Braun said, "We did y'all a favor." And the rest of Retribution is going to SmackDown.
Ah, okay. Well, there, look at that. Here's Elvis Presley's social security number, 409-52-2002, for those of you that are interested. Ah, man. Famous social security numbers. I mean, it's not like you can use them, right? I wonder, is Elvis's credit still good somewhere? Oh, Michael Jackson. Oh, no, this one is blank.
Well, listen. Considering that Elvis has been alive the whole time, he's supposed to be the dead.
Elvis should have been. If Elvis was still alive, he would already be dead.
Yeah, I agree with that, but you know,
Elvis would be in almost 90 years old. I'll tell you exactly how old Elvis would be right now if he was still alive. Elvis would be, he died in 77 at 42. So that was 40. He'd be 80. He'd be like 86, 87 years old.
Yep.
So no, he'd be dead already.
Yep. All right.
So, what was that?
When he died, they'll officially say, yeah, Elvis was alive all this time, but now he's dead.
Yes. All right. So, let's talk some wrestling news. And it looks like both WWE and TNA, or TNA, both WWE and AEW are going to be touring in the summer. They're going to start touring in the summer. WWE is not expected, though, to start touring until SummerSlam. That's number one. AEW expects to start touring in July. And it was house cleaning day. It was housekeeping week over there at the Titan Towers. WWE fired.
They have to do Joe like that.
A stack of wrestlers. Let me see here. I'll tell you right now. For some reason, my things are all out of whack.
How long before Joe ends up on Wednesday night?
Well, I'll talk about that in a second, too. By the way, we went off the air last Tuesday, and the news broke. WWE broke the news that Gilbert Hardy had passed away. For those that don't know, Gilbert is Matt and Jeff's father, and had been involved in a lot of things that Matt and Jeff had done. So this is the list of the people that the WWE released. Samoa Joe, Billy Kay, Peyton Royce, so basically the Iconics. That's a referee from the old days. Mickey James.
Mickey James.
Chelsea Green, that's Zack Ryder's girlfriend. She's accident prone. Tucker, Kalisto, Mojo Rawley, worthless talent, Bo Dallas, and Wesley Blake.
It's funny how.
And though, by the way, those, not to cut you off, those, all those names were released exactly 1 year to the day that WWE did the last housekeeping fire session.
It's funny how everybody from the Forgotten Sons were released except for the one who opened his mouth.
Yeah.
All like that Samoa Joe one, man. They
no, it doesn't.
Wouldn't clear him to wrestle.
Well, here's the thing.
What's his injury? What was his injury?
He had a concussion. He was concussed.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. A lot of people were upset about Mickey James and Samoa Joe. Mickey James, because she worked all those pre-shows during the WrestleMania week, and somebody, I don't know who it was, had an excellent tweet, and all it was Samoa Joe in that rain poncho during WrestleMania, and now he got fired after putting in a hard weekend of announcing.
Ain't no loyalty.
Yeah. So, there's been talks of him going to Japan. There's been talks of him going to Ring of Honor. Of course, AEW is on the radar, but of course there's a 90-day no-compete clause.
No compete.
So that's the case with everybody, by the way. So yeah.
Yeah, the thing is that the Iconics, they didn't need to break them up in the first place.
No, they didn't.
And saying that, who's Vince's right hand man again? I'm blanking on his name.
Who? You talking about Pat Patterson?
No. That's the thing. No.
Jim Briscoe?
Who? Is it Dunn?
Kevin Dunn?
Kevin Dunn?
Yeah. He didn't get Billy Kay.
Kevin Dunn should just keep his,
stay out of the way.
Stay out of the way and just stay in the production truck and direct the television show.
There was no reason to bring up the Iconics, right? They wanted to, supposedly wanted to push Peyton Royce, but then they stuck it into a tag team. And Billy Kay, her silliness was starting to get over. You know, trying to, you know, team up with everybody with her resume. Apparently, the fans liked that. That was funny.
I know this is going to be off topic, but Double A, did you see Kamala almost fall today?
No, I did not.
Oh, no.
Hey, man. She almost fell because they did that press conference after, you know, the verdict was announced. And I'd be damned. She almost fell. And Joe acted like he was about to help her up. Like, catch her.
There's too many people. There's too many people falling lately.
Hey, I said, ain't that ironic? She's supposed to be the one helping them. It was the press conference they had after, you know, the verdict was announced. They got up to talk or whatever.
What do y'all think about the new announcers?
Well, let me get to that.
Who, Ad Van Burt?
So let me talk about that. So, because of the situation with Samoa Joe, and we found out what's going to happen to Tom Phillips. Tom Phillips is going to call the action on 205 Live. This will be Tom's third run on 205 Live, by the way. And he will be doing production stuff for WWE. So that's that. That's number one. So that, you know, now an announcer needs to be filled for Monday Night Raw. That's where they brought in this Adnan Virk. And, well, why did they shake up the color commentary? They put Corey Graves on Monday Night Raw to carry Virk, and they hired Pat McAfee to do the color with Michael Cole. And I did not watch SmackDown, but Pat McAfee, from everything I've always read, Pat McAfee and Michael Cole do not like each other. Yeah.
They don't like each other.
They don't like each other. So,
well, maybe they want to have some of that tension.
Huh?
Maybe they want the tension.
I guess.
He was pretty decent on the mic. I mean, he got a heel personality, and he don't. You know, they apparently not scripting him with what to say. They let him in. Say what he want to say.
Yeah.
There's something else that happened though that.
Well, let me read this story. So, we've got official numbers for WrestleMania, the revenue in terms of tickets and stuff. Of course, WWE inflated the numbers. We knew that was going to happen, but we don't know if some of the numbers that they inflated maybe were actually papered. And the tickets were given away for free, but it's unlikely that many tickets were given away for free. It's being reported that WWE sold a combined 40,806 tickets for a total two-day event generated revenue of $6.2 million. But here's the irony of the situation, if you want to call it the irony. That amount is not adjusted for inflation, and the $6.2 million in terms of tickets sold revenue-wise grossed more money than WrestleMania 27 did in Atlanta and in WrestleMania 26 did in Phoenix. For those of you that remember, that forget, the one in Phoenix did, I think, 72,000 fans, and the one in Atlanta in the Georgia Dome did 71,000, I think. And here we've got 40,000 tickets sold in Tampa. And they made more money. They made $6.2 million just in tickets for the two-night event. That tells you how expensive those tickets were.
Right.
Okay? And we know that for a fact that those tickets were not cheap. I think the cheap seats were going for $200. So, yeah.
Man, they be tripping out here. Yep. People need stimulus and stuff, and they still charging them crack prices.
Well, I don't know. Bad Bunny sold out all his concerts.
And, yeah,
and his and the cheap and the cheap seats in Miami were going for $1,600. So
you know, right now that,
man,
that
they tripping, bro.
That stadium for two nights wasn't cheap.
I know that, but still.
So,
I'm glad that two night thing is over now.
Yeah. That's been confirmed, by the way, that it won't happen again.
Are WWE referees the weakest men in the world?
They are wrestlers that couldn't cut it. So they get trained as referees.
How weak are they? They couldn't, two men couldn't hold buck 10 woman back?
Hey.
She's about buck 20 at the most.
It happens. Let's see here. I don't think there's any other big stories. While we're talking about announcers, it was brought up last week, Mauro Ranallo. Mauro's going to be calling the TNA pay-per-view this weekend. The main event.
Okay.
Between Rich Swann and Kenny Omega, the title for title match, which you know is going to end in a schmoz. Yeah, it's going to end in a schmoz. That press conference that they held was ridiculous, where they said that whoever walks out the champion will have to defend the title on both shows. I've heard that. I've heard that many times in wrestling. Trust me.
They're going to do that. What Undisputed Champion had to do that at one time, right? When Triple H had it, and then Jericho did it on both shows when he had it.
Yeah, but
that was inside. He did, but it was just in the initial times of, you know, look, when the Undisputed, look at Brock Lesnar, he won the Undisputed title and said, "The hell with this. I'm staying on SmackDown."
He did do that, though. People give Brock a lot of flack about things, but he did throw that goddamn Undisputed title I'd be damned if I'm a fan of those.
Oh my god, I'm looking at somebody posted today the high school yearbook pictures of some of the great wrestlers to ever go to Robbinsdale High School in Robbinsdale, Minnesota.
Yeah.
We've got the high school photos of Tom Zink, Rick Rude, Kurt Hennig,
the Z-Man,
the Berserker. They got that wrong. The Berserker. Yeah. And everybody's favorite Russian, Scott Simpson, a.k.a. Nikita Koloff.
Oh, my God.
Tom Zink was the class of 1976, as was Rick Rude, Kurt Hennig, and Brady Boone. Brady Boone was a wrestler that died, I believe, in the 90s. And the class of 77 was the Berserker and Nikita Koloff. Other Hall of Famers, but we don't have their high school pictures to attend Robbinsdale High School, was Barry Darso, Vern Gagne, and Mean Gene Okerlund. I would have loved to have seen Okerlund's high school picture.
Maybe. Hey.
That's funny. Too funny.
Okay, did you watch the Stone Cold doc?
I did. I watched both shows, by the way.
I only watched Stone Cold doc. I ain't care about the
Oh, wow. By the way, I did find Gene Okerlund's high school picture. And listen to this.
The treasure, whatever.
Yeah, listen to this. Eugene Okerlund, this was his credits. He was in the band, the Dramatics Club, Student Council. He played football, basketball. He was an intramural track athlete. He did one act plays. He did a homecoming skit. He did the Cornette Trio. That's what it says here, Cornette Trio. And the Brass Ensemble. Okay. That was his 1960 yearbook picture.
I didn't know Gene Cornette had a trio.
Neither did I. All right. Anyways.
Speaking of Jim Cornette, you know, he, every time I listen to one of his rants, he just shows more and more why he's not in the business right now and nobody wants to hire him. He was complaining
I don't think he's looking for a job. I think he's doing very well on his own.
Well, he complained about the WWE ending day one with Sasha and Bianca.
Okay.
Like, it shouldn't have been two women main eventing the show.
But that's old school, though, for him.
That doesn't make it right, though. I mean,
I don't think it had any, you know. He's got a bias towards women's wrestling, as does Phil. Phil has a bias as well. He's admittedly told it to everybody.
Because they're misogynistic.
I don't know about that. By the way, condolences out to Phil. He lost his grandmother last week, and that's why there was no... Oh. Turnbuckle Throwbacks this past Friday. I don't know if they'll be back. Yeah, I don't know if they'll be back on the air this week, but our thoughts are with him right now. So the Stone Cold A&E documentary. I was okay with it to a degree. And I'm going to tell you why. I think that this could have been an excellent, excellent documentary. Had there not been commercials, and had it not been produced by A&E. Had it been produced by WWE or HBO, it would have been a lot better. I think they glossed over key moments and skipped pivotal moments in his career. Like, how do they not talk about his run with the Hollywood Blondes and his affiliation with Brian Pillman?
Because probably... most of the information came from WWE.
How do you just gloss over though the Hollywood Blonde thing? How do you not talk about that? That's what I don't get.
But the WWE, according to their logic, he never was studying Steve Austin.
They went over his WCW run in this documentary, and they had to have supplied the footage to A&E for them to do what they had to do. They showed. Did you see the documentary?
No, I forgot to. Okay. I gotta watch it on.
They showed his WCW debut, which I believe was on either World Championship Wrestling or on Main Event or something like that. It was May 13th, 1991. And he came out to do an interview with Missy Hyatt. So they went into detail of when he actually debuted. But then the rest of his WCW run, they really didn't... They focused more on his ECW run than they did on his WCW run. And then when they got to the WWE, I was surprised that they just went all willy-nilly over the... they just breezed over the night he took his ball and went home. They didn't talk about it that much. They talked about him chugging the Red Bulls and the pot of coffee and stuff the night before WrestleMania and going to the emergency room. But that there was like key things missing. They spend a lot of time talking about when he was breaking into the business, but they just... Yeah, I think there was a lot missing. A lot was missing, in my opinion. I don't know, Tony C, what did you think?
About that. I mean, I thought it was a solid doc.
It was a solid doc, but I think that there was a lot missing from
I've heard, but you know, we've heard that story, his story. On numerous occasions.
I don't know if we've ever, but we've never heard it in detail.
I don't know, man. Some of them confidentials they did back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I got his DVD.
So do I. You know what I'm saying?
I got that DVD set. You know what I'm saying? And some of it was kind of the same. You know, I knew a lot, you know, of what was going on. I didn't know. Let me see what I didn't know. Okay, I knew he went to the hospital the night before the last match. I didn't know what was it about, yeah. But they talk about that. They go in depth on what him and Rock talked about, you know what I'm saying, once the match was over. You know, the Brock Lesnar thing, they always talk about that. I mean, and like you said, they really kind of... Well, see, I understood. I always understood where he was coming from with that, because him beating Austin on a Monday. Yeah, I mean, him beating Austin on a Monday Night Raw
with no build up. Like,
yeah, with no build in 2002. Yeah, it would have made more sense for him to beat Austin like the King of the Ring final or something like that instead of RVD. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you know, we knew about that. But overall, like I said, it was a pretty good doc. I'm interested in this Piper one just because I don't think I've ever seen a Piper one myself.
I have.
So I want to see how, you know, in depth they go into that, especially if they talk about. Like Double A said, I hope they don't leave out Piper's WCW run. You know what led him back.
See, you want to talk about Piper before he got to the WWE the first time.
But Piper, here's it. It was on the network. I guess it'll eventually make it its way to Peacock. But on the network, there is the Roddy Piper documentary that they put out in 2006. I want to say. And that was pretty detailed. They talked about Roddy, when Roddy broke into the business, and Roddy got his first big break in working in Los Angeles, and then Roddy went to Portland, and then Roddy exploded when he went to the Carolinas. And, of course, that culminated when he had that match at the very first Starrcade with Greg Valentine. And then, of course, they go into detail into his WWE run. I don't remember them going over his WCW run in that documentary. He may have. They may have. I don't remember. I'd have to go back and see it. But you're right. I would hope that they don't skip over certain things. But I know Piper's story. I've heard Brett's story a few times, done a few different ways. But here's the thing. I want to, because they're going to do Brett and they're going to do Shawn Michaels. And I want to see how both documentaries address the Montreal Screwjob. That's number one. I'm curious about the Booker T documentary. There's going to be, it's Brett, Shawn, Roddy, Stone Cold, Booker T. There's more names I'm missing.
So they got a whole little roster they're about to do docs.
They're done. They're going to be doing them every week.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Hold on, I'll tell you the names right now. I think there's 8 episodes. I think Mick Foley's another one.
I don't want to hear about the Montreal Screwjob again.
No, it's not that. I want to hear.
No, I'm just saying them.
Yeah.
We know what happened with that. We know. It was his call.
Yeah.
No Vince to do it.
Macho Man, Mick Foley, and the Ultimate Warrior are the other ones. So.
Ultimate Warrior.
And then, did you see the other show? Did you see the Lost Treasures?
I was kind of leaving that to you and Surfer. I know that's kind of right now, y'all alley.
You know what? It was kind of interesting.
A bit.
They put Mick Foley with this guy who is he looks for WWE memorabilia and tries to procure it for the warehouse. Because the way they explained it in this episode was that Triple H wants to... They said that they have, all the memorable WWE artifacts, about 95% of them is missing, or 90% of it is missing. And the thing is, they want to start gathering these artifacts so that they can be on public display. So this episode focused on Mick Foley memorabilia. And they were looking for 3 specific items. The original Cactus Jack flannel jacket. The original Mankind shirt. And one of the original Sockos. And they found all 3. And,
I made them pay me.
No, they did. They did have to pay for them. They didn't get it for free. But it was...
Okay,
it was,
how much?
Well, the one idiot that had the Sako, he gave Sako for free as long as Mick Foley could hang out with his kids for a little bit, which he did. Then the other one wanted the Mankind shirt. They had to pay like $7,500 for it. And the flannel jacket cost them $2,500 and a tour of the warehouse.
Man, please. They went out cheap.
So they're going to now look for the original Kane mask. They're going to look for one of Ric Flair's robes. So yeah.
Ain't no way in the blue hell I'm going to let Vince McMahon get off that cheap.
Oh, but I got to tell you the funny part of the episode. So, Mick had a stipulation for doing this mission for them. He goes, if I'm going to do this, I got to ask for something in return. And Stephanie and Triple H are like, what? If I'm able to get all these items as part of building the WWE physical history, I want to recreate the birth of Mr. Sako. Do you know when the birth of Mr. Sako was?
Hell no.
The birth of Mr. Socko is when Mr. McMahon was in the hospital and Mick Foley went to go visit him.
Yeah.
So he wanted to recreate that in 2021. And Stephanie said, okay, I'll see what I can do. So they go, they get the items. And at the end of the show, Mick and Stephanie, Mick dressed in full Mankind garb, holding balloons, a box of chocolate, and a sock, is waiting outside Vince McMahon's office. They go into Vince's office, and Mick begins to do the whole spiel. I'm here to celebrate the big birthday boy, or some shit like that. He goes, and he starts singing the same thing that he sung in that thing. Da 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 da, whatever. And he goes, I brought you balloons, I brought you some chocolate, I ate a few along the way, and I just want to show you my friend. And he gets on the floor and does the exact same thing that he did in the promo in 1998. And he brought out Mr. Socko. And said, "Hi, I'm Mr. Socko," and all that stuff. It was pretty funny. And Vince was like, there's no Austin's not here, is he? There's no bedpans around." So, yeah, it was pretty funny. Still one of the greatest moments in all of wrestling, which they did talk about in the Stone Cold documentary.
They damn sure did.
The bedpan McMahon thing.
Well, I can take him to be a nurse. Damn tight and whitey.
And if you look up Bedpan McMahon on YouTube, it does come up. But it's one of the great audio sounds in all of wrestling. Dong! Let's hear that one more time. Hold on. Here it is from 1998.
Maybe we're ready now for that interview. Oh, he's still in a lot of pain. Is that the head nurse? Vince, can you hear us?
Need to take this thing.
Guess not. We're on ignore.
Last time it was normal. You're going to find it's normal this time. Every time you've taken it, you've found that it's normal. Every single time.
Mr. McMahon, it'll be all right. Almost done.
I can't wait to get out of here.
There.
Is it normal?
Yes, it looks real good.
Yeah,
it's real good. So looks just fine to me. How about you, doctor?
Oh, I'll take it from here, nurse.
No, no! No!
Here comes that great sound that everybody loves. It's coming. Here it comes. Okay.
Search for who put Vince McMahon in the hospital real quick. Real quick.
I know that.
Come on, Surfer. Come on, Sorry, Silver One.
Huh?
Austin didn't put him in the hospital?
No.
No.
Kane?
That's partially correct.
That's one. Right.
It was
Come
Kane.
On. You can do it.
It was Kane and The Undertaker.
There you go.
They broke his ankle.
Right.
Why did Austin come mess with him then?
Because he can. He fired right. him. He actually, no. He
yeah, that was when he was firing him, right?
Yeah. One more time. Okay. That is so. That shows you how wrestling is so absurd. When you can hit somebody in the head with a bedpan, and kudos to Vince, he took it like a man because that was a real bedpan.
Absolutely.
So,
and then Surfer goes, "Why'd he go up there and mess with him?
No more.
Why'd he mess with him in the hospital?
Oh, man.
The man was fired." If you don't count the new champion 1, 2, 3, I will fire your ass on the spot. Because I have the brass to fire your ass. That was a great time in wrestling right
there. You don't have the balls to fire people in real life.
Yeah, well, he's just like his partner. You know what I'm saying? That got fired on January 20th. Neither one of them had the balls.
I remember he got on
there. He fired Austin, though.
Stone Cold, screw you. You're fired.
What pay-per-view was that, Surfer? Come on.
I know the answer to that one.
Come on, Surfer. What pay-per-view was that?
You're asking too much for Surfer.
I have too much comic book memory. Story.
Oh, my God. Dang, Surfer. Come on,
that was the one and only, I'll answer for him, the one and only, one of the final In Your House pay-per-views, Breakdown.
And Vince Favors line when he announced that paper. Somebody's going to have a breakdown. It's going to be you, Austin. Because if you don't count the champion shoulders down, 1, 2, 3, I'm going to fire your ass on the spot.
Oh, man.
And he fired him from a skybox.
Yes, he did. Above the entrance.
I think. Right. I think that's still one of the only firings we've ever seen from a skybox in the business. Screw you, Austin. You're fired. And then what happened the next night on Raw? Surfer, come on.
He got hurt, right?
No. Yeah. I mean, he did. End up in the hospital. Okay, why Undertaker and Kane put him in the hospital? Come on, Surfer. You know this one. This is easy.
Because he started.
Why'd they break his ankle? Why'd they break his ankle?
Ministry of Doom? I mean, Ministry
of Doom. No, that's like after that. Come on, Surfer. You know this one.
Yeah, no, I can't remember everything.
Okay, Surfer. So, he was cutting the promo in the ring with both Kane and Undertaker with the belt in the middle. And they turned their back on him, and he flicked them off.
Yes. With a very picturesque middle finger thing.
He did two bird fingers. He did a double bird. And man, if you see the Undertaker, that's the fastest I ever seen Undertaker whip his neck around in history. And why he did that?
Yep.
And they took him out to the outside and they put him down steps right on his ankle. But leading up to that, he was calling them retarded. He called Kane retarded. Called them Undertaker and Kane pussies. Told them they should be running their daycare. It's sad that I remember all these little details in it.
No, not really.
I mean,
that's what makes wrestling what it is, you know?
Absolutely. But I try to, you know, help Surfer brush up on, you know, on his remembrance, you know what I'm saying? Because these are key instances in, you know, wrestling. Bump this crap that's going on today.
There you go. There's the infamous middle finger right there.
The double middle finger.
Oh.
Hey, man, that was an infamous moment, yo.
And then, of course, when they finally broke his ankle, hearing him scream and hearing the announcement, oh my God, oh my, it was, here it is.
A hold of the ankle and the knee across the steps. Undertaker!
Oh, oh, he didn't even scream like that. He didn't even scream like that when he tore his, caught both his quads.
Title in 3 weeks in the Rosemont Horizon at Judgment Day.
Yeah, that happened. Sure did.
Yep. Oh my good God. Good times. Oh my God. Oh my God. Gotta love JR.
Undertaker! Oh no!
I'm hunting a jackass.
Oh, man. Are you a sleep surfer?
Austin 316 says McMahon just pinched his pants.
Yeah, that's a great thing right there. That's a great... one of the great lines in wrestling. Oh. Let's see here. Oh my! Oh, another thing that they're going to bring for this WWE Lost Treasures. I think it's a little morbid. They're going to look for Jerry Lawler's heart attack shirt. I think the shirt that he had a heart attack in.
Ha! Dang.
I think that's ridiculous, but whatever. So. What is that sound?
What'd you hear? I don't know.
Alright.
Okay. You hear it now? It might have been my headphones.
No. I don't hear it now.
Oh.
Sounded like somebody snoring, passed out.
Oh.
I'm not saying it's snoring. You, but I hear the like a.
How could you hear me snoring? I'm muted just a second ago.
I saw that you were muted a second ago, but still, I hear like a.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways. Let's see here. I think that's it news-wise. I don't think there's anything else news-wise that we want to touch on here. Oh,
this Bobby.
A lot of people are... I wanted to say this real quick. Think that they're farting through silk because AEW got a 1.2 million viewers last week for Dynamite. You forget that the audience was divided, okay, for the last year and a half. So anyways, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, is this Bobby and Drew rematch is really going to happen, though?
I guess so. Oh, boy. So, apparently, Tucker Carlson had a meltdown on Fox News. as a result of the Derek Chauvin verdict, he had a former New York corrections officer on with him. And this is what he said, apparently.
The scene. I just think that... It was excessive, and it shouldn't happen. And what I'd like to say...
The guy who did it looks like he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. So I'm kind of more worried about the rest of the country, which, thanks to police inaction, in case you haven't noticed, is, like, boarded up. So that's more my concern. But I appreciate you coming on, Ed Gavin. Thank you. Nope. Done. Thank you.
The scene.
Okay. He has lost his mind. So he laughed at the guy saying that this guy used excessive force. So, all right, whatever.
That's Tucker Carlson for you, Fox News. I heard the guy on the 5 had a breakdown. What's the guy's name?
Clown.
Yeah, he had a little breakdown. All these. Right wing hacks, they do it to be pimped out.
Yeah. Let's see here. I'm gonna see is our favorite Don, our favorite Lemon on.
Don oh Lemon. Yeah, he already, you know.
He was on earlier. I know that.
Yeah, you know.
Oh yeah, that clown from a Fox from a he called him a sacrifice. So, you know, he was glad he went to jail because somebody needs to be sacrificed to keep this country from burning down.
Oh man,
I can understand that. Hey man, it only took them, what they said, about 12 hours combined. So I don't know if you can go back and watch that video as they're reading guilty on his ass. He looks stunned, like, I can't believe this shit. That's what did it for me. The white privilege that he showed as they reading the verdict off, and he just said that, like, I can't believe, because he had already took a plea.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, buddy.
Well, I don't.
But
go ahead. Finish what you were gonna say.
I was just gonna say, and I was just gonna transition and say, Roman just need to have a month off. Ain't nobody on his level right now.
No.
What they need is expand the family.
Eventually, they will.
But we know when Jimmy comes back, he'll be a part of it. But they need more than that. I mean,
Roman just needs to sit back and chill.
They should have a fast running rush. Everybody,
ain't nobody on his level right now. I think he's gonna break CM. They gonna make him break that CM Punk record.
Apparently, I've never remember this when Jim Ross called Jerry Lawler an ass on SmackDown.
Look, officer, I've answered all of your questions. And yes, I understand this is a very important investigation, but I'm suggesting to you that if you have more questions, that you contact my attorney, Jerry Lawler. Let me tell you about Jerry Lawler, officer. Jerry Lawler is a first-class, restaurant-quality ass. That's ass. Two S's. Well, thank you for your time. Goodbye.
What did he say? That's ass with two S's. Oh, I may be an ass, but I'll tell you what, JR is a suspect. His face has perpetrator written all over it.
I guess that was when Austin got hit by the car.
Right.
Oh, boy. Boy, I love that old SmackDown song. One more time.
Oh, salute Boogie Cousins back in the league. Okay.
Yeah. So let me see here. I think that's it wrestling-wise. Anything else you guys want to talk about here?
No. Oh,
I got all my ranting out.
Got all your ranting out.
Glad that verdict went the way it did. I'm good.
Okay.
I can rest easy.
You know what?
Got a doctor's appointment in the morning, so...
Okay.
Rock and roll.
So let me see something here. Hold on. I'm gonna try something here. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna see if there's anybody out there that are making.
You're trying to piss somebody off.
Well, let's see if we can find somebody that's not too happy.
You
want me
to argue with somebody?
No, it's not. I put in a. All right, we're live here on Rant EM Radio. This is an internet radio station. This is your slurping your Chick-fil-A cup. You got to ask. You got George Floyd here as a tag. Any particular reason, anything you want to talk about, anything you want to address, thoughts, historic day, if you want to talk about it.
He's a bad smelling monkey.
Okay.
Hey man, go on, get the hell on, man. Okay. I ain't for this tonight. I ain't got time for this tonight, man.
that's the type of people that are out there, you know?
I ain't got time for this tonight.
Let me see if I can find something else here. Hold on. Why does it sound like... Surfer, do you have somebody sleeping next to you?
No, I'm on mute. You know that.
All right, we're live. Why do you... We're going around the horde trying to see... you got George Floyd here as a tag. We want to know your thoughts on today's verdict. You and your dark screen. Even though I can see two little lights there in the corner. Look like lights of a computer or something. But anyways, go ahead.
I think Derek shouldn't have... I don't think he should have got charged with anything, because I don't like niggers, and they...
Okay.
Hey, man, get the hell on, man. I'm trying to tell you, AA, bro.
You see what's out there?
But I'm saying, bro, we let this ride, because I ain't got the energy. I got an early morning.
All right, fine. Try ending on a happy note, then. Surfer, it does sound like you got somebody sleeping next to you.
If I cut somebody out, I ain't got time for this. Now, I'll be there calling them all out their name on your network, and I'm trying not to do that. All
right, let me... Feel me? Good Lord, I see... That's just
I want the FCC to come grab us off the air.
Oh, God. Yeah, they can't pull us off the air, that's for sure. Let me see here.
If I cuss one of them out, one good cuss out, we can go home, right?
We can go home now if you want. I mean...
We can go home. Because I'm going to give you what you want. You know what I'm saying? So go back on there and let me give you what you want. Let me give you one.
All right, hold on. Okay, hold on.
You better not get offended.
I doubt I'll get any emails, but...
I bet who? What I might call one of them to say something crazy.
Let's see here. Let's try it. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, we're live on the air. This is an internet radio station. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of this discussion, you're on camera wearing a surgical mask. Are you trying to protect yourself from virtually receiving the coronavirus?
No, I just don't like the smell of black people.
Oh, you don't like the smell of black people? I don't like the smell of your white ass. So how about that, son of a bitch? Nah, you gonna love the smell of my black ass.
He hung up on us.
How about that?
He hung up on us. That's three in a row.
Let me see, man. You need to stop arguing with these little kids on here.
These are not.
Nigger! Fuck!
See?
It's still not the fact that we're taking over.
Okay, we're live on the air, internet radio station.
George Floyd was a nigger.
You a cracker, so what?
You knew that. I knew that kind of something like this was probably going to happen. I just didn't realize it was going to be in this volume. All right. Well, we could always change the tag to something else here. Let's see.
If you don't want to hear me call a bunch of white people honkies and crack,
you can call them. I don't care if you
do. Okay, well, keep it up then. Let it rock and roll then.
Surfer, why don't you interject? Why don't you shout out something?
He's
more civil than I am.
Oh, man.
Come on with it.
I see.
They can't bring me down to their level.
I can be brought down to the gutter.
I mean, it's amazing the type of people that are out there. You know?
But I respect them at the end of the day, cause at least they being honest. At least they ain't smiling in somebody's face and telling them they feel that way.
Right.
You feel me?
We're live on the air. This is an internet radio station. We got to find out your thoughts on today's verdict.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on. You're live.
Oh, I mean, let's just say, so I'm in the military.
Okay.
That shit doesn't fly, you know, with us, so why would it fly at home, you know?
In what sense? You mean the,
You fucked up, bro. You shouldn't have never done that to the person.
Well, there you absolutely, go. My man. See that what I'm saying? There's some good moral people out here in this world. Salute to you, man.
Nobody forces you to be a cop, right? Uh-huh. Nobody forced me to join the military.
Right.
If you get put in that position, and those are the actions you take, putting a knee on somebody when they're crying out for help, like, what's most departments' fucking, like, motto, like, to protect and serve?
Right.
He wasn't doing either thing, right?
Nope.
So, like, if you take, if somebody calls you a fucking cop, you fucking pig, this and that, and you take that shit personally, you shouldn't be a cop, man. Straight up. If somebody tells me I'm a fucking murderer, I can go to countries and fucking do dumb shit or whatever the fuck it is that people talk about the military, if I can't take it,
you shouldn't be in the military.
You should be in the military, you know?
Exactly.
There's a whole bunch of other fucking jobs they could have fucking done that I could do if I don't like my fucking job, or if I'm not capable of doing my job to a fucking standard, you know? But I think that it's more of a culture in cops. There's a horrible culture the same way in the military. Right? I'm not even kidding you. You
absolutely.
I believe it.
You know what the difference is?
What's the difference?
Ain't nobody fucking recording us when we go to all these other countries.
But that's true.
The only fucking difference.
That is true.
So, it's the same shit, bro. Everybody just wants to fucking live and that shit, you know?
Right.
So, when people, like, say, oh, well, you know, maybe he did kill him with his knee on his fucking neck, but it wasn't on purpose. Well, too fucking bad. Like, he's still dead and you're alive. You know, somebody's got to pay the fucking consequences.
Exactly. So, absolutely. Bro. Now, how long have you been on here tonight? Yeah, because we've already encountered a lot of people that.
I've been on here for like 3 minutes, bro.
3 minutes. So luckily you haven't experienced what's out there tonight, because there's a lot of hate going on out there today.
Oh, I know, bro. And look, most of these people, not talking smack about you guys, because you guys got this whole little thing that, you know, popped up on here, just promoting the stuff. You know?
Uh-huh.
A lot of these people saying some fucked up racist shit, bro.
Yep.
They got their faces covered.
Of course they do. I've seen. I'm the only one that can see what's going on. The other two can't see anything. Go ahead, Tony.
You know why? Because if it ever get out, back to their job or school or whatever, they're going to lose their job or lose whatever scholarship. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they got to hide like that.
I mean, exactly. You know? Like, I don't know, man. People need to just fucking, dude, honestly, just common sense, man. Like you wouldn't want that shit done to you. Why do it to somebody else? Why do you have to make somebody else feel worse? Like, if you're a cop and you, like, I know that cops get put in fucked up situations all the time. They always get fucking poked at and tested, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you do snap a little, right? And I'm not saying it's okay, but we're all human and we make mistakes. But when you make a mistake of that degree, you know,
you gotta pay the price.
Like there's been times, you know, when I was fucking deployed and shit was going down, people got under my skin, bro. So what do? I fucking sock him, like, give him a quick little fucking jab in the fucking gut, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, am I a dick for that? Yes, I am. Now, am I gonna fucking kill somebody? No, I'm not, you know?
But you ain't right. You ain't kill him.
But, like, you know, it's kind of like, hey, bro, like, you know, people come from different places, you know, but when you're fucking raised in, like, some ghetto area or in the fucking hood, and it's like, the only way we settle shit down is, like, in hockey, bro. We fucking throw it down, you know? And then after that, shit squash, everybody go about your fucking business.
Hockey. See, I knew I got a little... I knew I could...
No. I'm not even a big hockey fan. I just... That popped in my head, bro.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, my hockey team, bro.
Okay. All right. All right. So it's good to see that not everybody on here tonight is acting like an ass. And
absolutely right.
And you're here, you know, pretty much. And if you hear something in the background, I believe one of our co-hosts has somebody sleeping next to them, and they won't admit to it. but that's a whole other story. So we got to bring a little levity to the discussion here and not make things so serious. One of the things we like to do out here when we do this segment is we go around and we ask everybody a little bit about themselves. You already told us you're in the military, but we got to ask, the first question we normally ask is your favorite flavor of Pop-Tart.
Ooh, I like the strawberry one, man.
Thank God, because I'm getting tired of hearing people say other flavors. Chocolate, coffee, cookies and cream, s'mores. This is a disgrace.
I honestly, I like the strawberry. I'm not a big cinnamon fan. Like the cinnamon brown sugar ones. I don't like those too much. I like the blueberry ones, but strawberry is my number one go-to Pop-Tart.
All right. What things get you going? Like, what things are you into?
I play sport, video games.
You play video games.
I'm into, like, retro video games, though.
Like what? Give us one of your favorite games.
Donkey Kong Country on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, that's a classic. I love Part 2, though. Part 2 is my favorite.
Yes, but Part 2 is actually my favorite one. I have all three. I also like... I like Super Smash Brothers on the GameCube.
That's good.
I mean, that's a classic, all right?
All right. What else? What other things do you like? Sports, movies, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, bro. I love sports. I love watching football and basketball.
There's the Donkey Kong in the background.
Okay.
All right. All right. What about pro wrestling? Because this is... Oh, he hung up on us. Well, at least he wasn't
a racist.
A racist. Well, Tony, see, you lucked out.
Absolutely.
You know, you lucked out there. Because I'm sure if I go up and I pull up another one, it's going to be a repeat.
Yeah, I didn't cuss two of them out. That should hold you over
until next
week.
That should hold me over until next week. Let me try one other thing, though. I'm not going to do a George Floyd thing, though. Let me see. Can we get a wrestling person up here again that we can school them on something or ask their opinion on something? It does sound like I know I'm not going crazy here that it sounds like somebody's sleeping.
Oh, head.
You don't hear it?
You got ears like a rabbit, boy, because I don't hear it. You can hear Miles pee on cotton because I don't quite hear it.
And I know he's muted. He's not muted, so.
There's nobody
still.
I'm in a room by myself.
All right. Let me see here. I'm going to try to find one thing. All right. Actually, you know what? Should we call a pervert out? No. We're not going to do that today.
Oh, man.
Nah, not today. We'll save that for another day. We'll call the perverts out another day. We'll do that on a day that maybe we have Lee on the air. Because Lee's good with that pervert stuff. He knows how to make them uncomfortable. So, with that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Tony C, you got hot, but you didn't have to get that hot.
Absolutely not.
That's good. And we're ending at 11 o'clock, which is good. Right on time today. 2 hours. Right, nice, clean
right
show.
On time.
So, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Don't forget, you'll get a brand new episode or a live new episode of the Mark Order podcast live tomorrow at 10:15 following Dynamite. Then on Friday, I believe, as of right now, you'll get a new episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 o'clock, or at 7 o'clock, excuse me. I don't know if you'll get a new episode of Midnight Jury over the course of the weekend. The Shiny Wizards will be live on Monday at 7. This program next Tuesday, live at 9. Let's see. And I'm off Friday and Monday. I don't know if you never know. Stay tuned to social media. You never know when I just might pot up the old audio, and who knows, maybe I'll spin some records this time instead of Phil. We'll see. And that's it. Any final thoughts from you guys?
Good show.
It was a good show. Quality entertainment. That's what we like to do around here. So with that,
I haven't felt this way since OJ got off.
You see, we should have been doing this show when OJ was when the OJ thing was going on, because I tell you, that would have been for some entertaining shit right there.
Yeah, you right about that.
That would have been some entertaining shit. But anyways, all right. With that said, for Tony C, for Surfer, I'm AA, because this army guy, his favorite game is Donkey Kong Country 2. We'll close out with that theme song. Have a good night, everybody.